Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it is well below freezing in Chicago. In shelters that keep thousands of people out of the cold are at their breaking point. Around 15,000 migrants are living in the city without permanent homes. And that is a big issue facing Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, who joined a conference of mayors this week in Washington, D.C., calling for more federal assistance on immigration. We have Mayor Johnson on the line now. Mayor, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me, and Happy New Year.
And you too. Thousands of unhoused people were already in Chicago hunkering down for what's been a pretty tough winter recently. Now you also have thousands more who've crossed the border. They were sent north by the governor of Texas. Just how overwhelmed are your shelters?
Well, we have 27 shelters that I've stood up since taking office. 15,000 people that we are providing emergency shelter for of migrants, asylum seekers. 5,000 children are in our Chicago public schools. We're providing health screenings, vaccinations, working through the work authorization process to help these families have an opportunity to have a sustainable life here in Chicago or in America. We are working to resettle families. 10,000 families have been resettled since the beginning of this mission. As you've indicated, the raggedy and reckless behavior of Governor Abbott has created a great deal of chaos. I've worked very hard to provide some structure and some coordination around this mission. But we have this international federal crisis that really requires a coordinated federal response. But local municipalities are essentially being pushed to subsidize this mission, and it's not sustainable.
Right.
And if Congress doesn't
the responsibility,
act, this is going to get very hard.
We'll get to the federal response in just a moment, but now the responsibility is at your doorstep, whether you like it or not. I understand there's a 60-day limit on shelter stays for migrants. You've delayed the deadline for folks to leave until February 1st just because it's so cold outside. But what happens after that? Where will people go?
Well, look, this is the ongoing challenge that we have. You know, as long as we have someone at the border, Governor Abbott, who is intentionally sending migrants to democratically ran cities, and quite frankly, cities that are led by people of color and particularly black leaders, that this is going to be an ongoing challenge. What I've done over the course of my first 8 months in office, again, we are sheltering 15,000 people, we're educating 5,000 children, 53% of them are third grade or younger. And we're doing everything that we can to coordinate with the faith community, mutual aid support, the philanthropic community, our Unity Initiative, in which our faith community has stepped up to help support, you know, this mission. But this is not, local municipalities are not designed to carry out this mission. Now, I've done everything in my power that I can do to do just that, like I said, with 27 shelters, while also dedicating $250 million to our currently unhoused families. I did that in my first budget. So we are still moving to make sure we address the immediate crisis of those who are unhoused in Chicago while also responding to this this international crisis.
You mentioned the children. As you well know, a five-year-old boy died last month at a shelter that came under some pretty intense scrutiny because it was quite unsanitary. Apparently, there were cockroach infestations, leaking sewage. People were getting sick. There wasn't enough food or bathrooms. How are you fixing that problem?
Well, when I took office, the landing zone were police districts, which was untenable, and it was, you know, obviously very much very difficult for law enforcement to do its job. And there were challenges there. I mean, there were ambulatory runs that were taking place there. People were sick, and in many instances, when families arrive to the city of Chicago, they are coming with very little resources, obviously, and they were coming in really, really poor health conditions. Every single issue that has been raised with all of our shelters, we've addressed them. And, as I've said before, you know, the death of this little boy that I've continued to offer my condolences to the family, it has been well documented, you know, that the conditions that have been raised at this facility, there's no link between those conditions that we've addressed and this boy's death. So I just wanted to be very clear that we are dealing with this crisis because it's being caused by the failure of Congress to actually act and do its job.
What's your message to Congress?
Reform.
Because you have lawmakers right now gathering, essentially as we speak, trying to make significant policy changes. What's your message here in Washington?
Thank you. I'm here in D.C. now, and it's just not just me. Thank you for that question. It's mayors all over this country that are coming together, whether they are impacted like Chicago or not. The Congress has to do its job. The President of the United States have put forth, a budget or a policy that could address this crisis. And they actually have to act. Unfortunately, you have a Speaker of the House right now that is obfuscating his responsibility on the behalf of the people of this country.
And
if Congress doesn't act,
it's
not sustainable. It's just not sustainable for local economies to handle this crisis. And Congress has to do its job.
Brandon Johnson is the mayor of Chicago. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.